From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 20 people, including a Somali politician, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped through Somalia's capital 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. The first blast occurred at a popular hotel which Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage, Al-Shabaab militants claiming responsibility. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain.
No se trata de suspender el autogobierno.
It is not a question of suspending self-government or of intervening or cutting it. It is simply a matter of returning self-government to normality as soon as possible. Normality begins by recovering institutional legitimacy and by returning the voice to the Catalans.
Y por devolver la voz a los catalanes.
Rajoy also called for calm. Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who was under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called that referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. This is VOA News. A U.S.